it's been a wild year for crypto, with Bitcoin down more than 55% from its all-time high hit in November. This, of course, as investors are concerned about soaring inflation, signs of a slowing economy, and the Fed's aggressive stance. And joining me now for a look at the crypto markets is the General Manager for Africa at Luno, Marius Reitz. Thank you for your time, Marius. The last time we spoke was about 2 weeks ago, and there were really wild swings being experienced by the crypto markets. Of course, in line with the volatility that we were seeing in the equity markets. At that time, it was below $27,000 Bitcoin. What's the situation looking like now?
Yes, it has been a quiet week in the crypto market. After a brutal start early May, I think the market has stabilized slightly. Bitcoin has recovered, or Bitcoin has stabilized between the $28,000 and the $30,000 mark. And so I think we've perhaps seen the sell-off flattening out slightly. We've also seen the correlation to the S&P 500 declining slightly, and we're still seeing a negative correlation to the Bitcoin gold price. So interesting markets of a bit, but I do see prices stabilizing. Bitcoin is only down 3% over the past 7 days. So compared to 15-20% not the previous week.
Although, I mean, it has stabilized, but I mean, with this backdrop, surely there must be a lot of action in terms of transactions made by your clients. Maybe some selling and some taking advantage of the bargains. What's happening there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the price is being pushed downwards, so there are more sellers than buyers currently. But we've seen an increase in activity. We've seen an increase in customers buying crypto for the first time. I think 18% increase in customers doing their first transaction buying crypto than the previous week. And we've also seen an increase in volume. So especially Bitcoin, the Bitcoin volumes is up 150% in the current week. So it's been the most popular simply because most people hold Bitcoin as their asset, and then Ethereum second, and then also Ripple volumes have increased 100% week on week. So typically when we see the price volatility, whether it's in a bull or in a bear market, you see buy and sell activity, and a lot of customers closely follow the price. So they set price alerts without actually entering the market. And I think was a lot of people sitting on the sidelines thinking that now is the right time to enter, and to take a position.
All right, let's talk World Economic Forum. Of course, that meeting coming to an end today. So there was quite a strong presence from crypto-related companies in Davos this week. On Sunday, actually, one of the companies set up a stand and gave away free pizza. And that's a celebration of Bitcoin Pizza Day. What is that?
Bitcoin Pizza Day is an annual event on a lighter note. So in May 2010, the first ever transaction using Bitcoin was done by someone in the US, and they bought the pizza for 10,000 Bitcoin, which is a lot of money. Today, it's the equivalent of 4.8 billion rand currently, so it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So every year in May, there's a small celebration of Bitcoin Pizza Day, the first ever Bitcoin transaction.
That's actually quite interesting. I mean, I'm thinking if he maybe should have bought something more interesting than pizza. still sticking with the World Economic Forum, of course, crypto was discussed by some of the business and political leaders. What came out of those conversations?
But I think year after year, we're seeing crypto becoming more integrated with the global financial markets. We're seeing more people owning and buying cryptocurrency for the first time. So we're seeing adoption from the grassroots level up. So I think it's important for central bank governors, finance ministers to discuss crypto at this level. I do think that there's a need for closer regulation in future. And so we saw balanced views. We saw some people saying that crypto poses a risk from a price stability perspective. It should not be used for payments because of price volatility, market risks. Others saying, look, the technology has potential. It can potentially drive down the cost of payments. It can lead to more financial inclusion. So I think people on both sides of the fence, and that's kind of the conversation we see year after year. But I think what we will see over the next 12 months, especially in light of the USD and Luna debacle we saw 2 weeks ago, and the risk of stable coins, probably, you know, especially in the US, regulators zooming in on stable coins and focusing on how to best regulate that segment of the market.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Maurice, for giving us that insight on what's happening in the crypto markets. I just got hungry, actually. I think that calls for pizza for supper. Thank you very much. That was Maurice Reitz from Ludo.